All right. Well, if you want to just start out by giving me a little bit of your background, where you come from, where you're from, and kind of your football background as well.
All right. Well, I come from Lebanon, Missouri. I played high school football there. I'm back. Oh man, a long time ago, 2008 or 2017 is my last season. I started my coach career out west in Russell, Kansas. I was the defense coordinator there for a couple of years. Jeff Brewer, Coach Brewer, he gave me my start. He gave me my opportunity. And then the past two seasons I spent in Parsons as the defensive coordinator, coaching linebackers, D-line, O-line, things like that. So I've been very fortunate. I started out as defense coordinator and only been a defense coordinator up until this point. I just been extremely lucky and been blessed with opportunities, and I just try not to mess them up. Like I said, I graduated high school from Lebanon. 2008, I was a three-year starter in a 5A school there. Got the opportunity to play collegially at Abilene University on a scholarship. So pretty much football has been part of me since I could remember, and it's going to continue to be part of me. But now at this point, it's for me to help young men, young people just achieve their goal. Like some people gave me the opportunity. I just want to return the favor.
Absolutely. And you know, we'll you mentioned you were a defensive coordinator. We'll get into that here in a little bit, but one of the things I want to hit on at Parsons the last couple of years, so obviously you kind of got familiar with Southeast Kansas and the level of competition around here, and of course you were part of Parsons' first playoff win in 42 years, I believe. So I'm sure that was kind of a cool experience getting to be a part of that with Coach Freeze.
Oh, definitely. That was a great experience, not only for myself, but for the community, for those players. What people fail to realize, we get a lot of, as coaches, we get a lot of congratulatory of what we did. But I tell you all day, every day, we didn't do anything. It was all the young men we had the privilege of coaching and the community. They backed us 100%. And honestly, those young men, they got tired of losing. I mean, those guys have been all the seniors that year have been part of the program all 4 years, and they hadn't won much. So we got it was a lucky storm, a perfect storm for us. We had some great coaches come together. We had a great senior class who had a lot of leadership, and we had a couple of kids move in to help us out big time. So we were very fortunate. And I told them, when I told them that I had a chance, the possibility of leaving, I was like, this is nothing I've done. This is all the young men I got to coach before that they made me look a lot better than what I truly am. So I'm very grateful to all the young men at Russell, all the young men at Parsons.
Absolutely. Well, you talk about getting tired of losing. Unfortunately for Coffeyville, it's been kind of a struggle for a few years. It made it to the playoffs 2 years ago, but we're, I think, set a 5-5 record, if I remember correctly, 2-7 last year. A lot of young talent, not a lot of seniors graduated. So you got a pretty fresh group of kids, and definitely in a little bit of a rebuild as you come into your first ever head coaching job.
Definitely, and sometimes they may deter some people, but out at Russell there wasn't a lot of success, and I'm not saying we were overly successful, but I got to see Coach Brewer, how he started implementing things to get them over the curve and start turning things around. And my last year there, we had a 4-5 record, which was the best record that a group of young men had put together in, I don't even remember how long. And then, like I said, the perfect storm first year here in Parsons was extremely blessed. So I've seen it done. I've been around it. It's not going to be easy. We play in an extremely tough league and an extremely tough classification. It's not going to be easy. But at the end of the day, I think we have, from what I've talked to, what I've seen on film that's coming back, I think we have the young men that can get the job done and start laying that foundation of where Coffeyville football, Phil Kinley football, would like to be, get back to being.
Absolutely. Well, and we jump now, talk about you being a defensive coordinator, defensive guy. That's the root of football. It's always been about defenses. Now, as the game's progressed, the offenses, especially in college and the NFL, have come so far. But defensive football is still how you win football games. If you can start being a good defensive team and you give your offenses plenty of opportunities, that eventually comes along as well.
Exactly. And the old saying is, football is very basic. It comes down to blocking and tackling. So, and that's what we're going to emphasize, is we're going to try to do this thing inside out, starting with the line, both sides of the ball in the trenches. If we can block well and we can tackle well, then that's going to be great for us in the long run, because at the end of the day, we want to win. So, yes, defense does do a lot of it. Offense plays a part. Special teams, you got to be great in special teams as well. That's why I love football, because it's the ultimate team sport. You can have an All-American in one position, but if you don't have 10 other quality guys around them, you're probably not going to get much done with that. So it's a team game. It's a unit, and that's what we're going to have to take this as. We want to build, like I said, we want to build it inside out, starting with the trenches, but all the parts around them have to be excellent. And from what I've seen and what I've been told, the skill part in Coffeyville is there. It's just on us as coaches and getting them to achieve the level that they can achieve.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, not only do you have the challenge of it being your first ever head coaching stop, but you also kind of are in a unique situation where we're still a little uncertain how summer workouts are going to go, and how what school is going to look like in the fall, and what are sports going to look like when we come around to the fall as well, with everything going on with COVID-19.
Exactly. And, you know, our approach is going to be we're going to act like everything's going as normal. I know that Keisha said we can go June 1st. We're preparing to go June 1st. Now, how that may look, we're meeting on that later. But the idea is to go June 1st, whatever way we can, to get some workouts in and follow the Keisha guideline. And then when June 1st rolls around, if they say, yeah, you're good to go, then we're on it. If they say, no, we're going to have to push back a little bit, that's okay. But I'd much rather be prepared for us to go than not to prepare to go and then, oh, man, we can go, we're behind the eight ball. It's a very unique situation, but the best part about it is that the entire state, it's not just Phil Kinley who's in this situation. The entire state from 8-man-2 to 6A are in the same situation, and so nobody is level for the first time in the approaching way in a long time. Now, what you do with that is on us.
Absolutely. And you talk a little bit, what are some of your goals that you want to see be accomplished as you head into your first season as a head coach?
I'm a day-to-day kind of guy. I just want to see us get better each and every day. And for me, it starts in the classroom and in the community. And if you're being successful in the classroom or in the community, then that translates on the football field or on the basketball court or wherever competition area it may be. But we just want to get better every day, every second, every snap, every rep we take, everything we do, be better and be the best you can be at whatever you're doing. And that's going to be the goal. I'm a preacher. Just be great today. Be great today. Be great today. And if we can instill that in our kids, did I do my homework better today than I did yesterday? You know, did I do those dishes better today than I did yesterday? And you start winning those little things, then the big things will come.
Yeah, you know, and that kind of separates high school and even, you know, junior college football from say, the upper levels of the NCAA and the upper levels of course, the NFL, where you're not only growing football players, but you're also, you know, growing men. You're taking kids and trying to teach them how to be responsible and how to be adults and turn them not only into successful athletes, but successful people.
Right, and that's what sports does. Sports is the ultimate life coach, in my opinion. So we have to understand, and I didn't get it until, you know, I was done in college, but every kid who's playing sports and who truly loves it, they think they're going to play at the ultimate level. And it's our job as the adults to say, let's be realistic, all right? I'm going to push you to get you there, and I'm going to do everything in my power to get you there, but at some point this all comes to an end. So whether that is your senior day in high school or your senior day in college where you play, you know, a 15-plus year career or whatever organization it is, at some point, this game of football or game of basketball or whatever it may be comes to an end. So how are you prepared for that when it comes to an end? And that's where at high school it's the best job, because we get to prepare kids for the long run, because we know that if you have a team of 50, you're lucky if 3 of them make it to the next level. So how are the other 47, how are they seen in the next 5 years? Did they graduate college, or did they go in the service and do what they're supposed to do in the service? Did they become good community people? That's what I look for in my young men after they're gone.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with me again. I'm looking forward to getting to talk to you during football season. We like to do weekly check-ins with coaches around the area. So looking forward to that and getting to work with you and call some Phil Kinley games when it gets that time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. Maybe a little bumpy along the lines. Hope not, but I'm prepared for it. We're going to be prepared for it. And go Natos.
All right. All right, Coach, have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.
Take care.